It is true. I have two lives. One I am given, and the other I make. This is Thought for Today, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. It is true, I have two lives. One I am given and the other I make. Most of the time we look at our life and we say, oh gee, it's so sad. We have a body and we have a mind. And then we look at other people's bodies and other people's minds and we say, wow, what a beautiful mind they have. Wow, what a beautiful body they have. Wow, are they wonderful. I was talking to Dorothea last evening, and I said to her, it must be a great joy to be living in such a perfect body like you have. And she says, yes, it is. She says, I never went to the doctor. I didn't have to go. She said, then I had an incident and I had to go to the doctor, but now I only go relative to the after effect of the incident. She says, but I feel well. And so she sat me on a chair, and she's 86 years old. She sat me on a chair, and then she took a stool, which was half height, maybe a foot off the floor, and she sat on that. And I said, well, why don't you sit on another chair? Why don't you sit? She said, no, I want to sit next to you. And I said, well, you sit here and let me sit there, you know. And you know, she said, no, I'm perfectly comfortable. And she was just, you know, wiry. She was just moving around as though she were a teenager. And of course, mentally, she is a teenager. And so then we sat on her bed to listen to some tapes. And this is what teenagers oftentimes do. Mm-hmm. They sit on the bed listening to their tapes. And that's where she had her tape player. And she listened to me. She says she goes to bed every night with me. And I said, well, thank you very much. And so she wanted me to hear this tape because she had a couple questions about it. And so she sat at the head of her bed, and I sat at the foot of her bed, and leaning against her cabinet, I said, what's all this stuff here? She said, oh, that's things I want to sort and throw away and stuff like that. And so she played the tape. And as she played the tape, she drew her knees up under her chin like a teenager, you know, and just sort of, why I expected that she was going to throw her leg up in the air, you know, and act like an acrobatic type of person, you know, but she didn't quite go that far. But she was just wiry and alive and alert. And she was telling me that it's true, I have two lives, one I'm given and the other I make. She said, the life that I've been given, I've been blessed with a healthy body and with a vital mind, but I put it to work. I have my healthy body do all the things I want to do, and I am everywhere doing everything. Here she is, 86, out delivering day-old sweet rolls to people who can't get out of their homes, to indigent people, and to the elderly. She's 86. It must be beautiful for you to go dancing into these people's houses at 86, and they look at you and say, I could do that too, because they're not even 86. They're only 70s, you know. But it's true, I have two lives, one I'm given and the other I make. Whatever body you're given, whatever mind you're given, that's fine. Some people are geniuses at the get-go, at birth, and that's lovely. Others have to unfold their genius. They have to uncover it, because the genius is laying inside of themselves, all covered up with I can'ts and I don't and stuff like that. And as soon as they get rid of those things, they find that the genius blossoms. Well, now, I believe that we are born into this experience, but before we come into this experience, we have a chance to choose what sort of a game we're going to play. We have a chance to choose what kind of body we're going to have, what kind of mind we're going to have. And we make that choice before we are born. And we make the choice of the family we're going to live in and the experience that we're going to have. Sometimes we live only a few months. Sometimes we are never even born. Sometimes we live a few years, and sometimes we live an indefinite number of years. Like there's a fellow in Russia who is 116 years old. And that's quite a good age. And there are other people who live longer that we don't even know about because they live quietly in their own little area and they're not trying to be impressive with their great age. Well, we have chosen this body. We have chosen this mind, I believe, as we come into this life experience. And we can play the game that it's too bad that our body is limited and that our mind is not brilliant. We can say that's too bad, or we can say, now, how can I improve my body? So, my nephew, he was born diabetic. Beautiful kid. And he had to take insulin, he had to take shots, he had to do this, all that natural stuff that you have to do with diabetes. But when he got into elementary school, he says, I don't like this being limited. So he started to exercise, and he started to develop his body. And he says, I'm going to be a gymnast. And so by the time he got into junior high school and high school, he developed his body so agilely that he was able to be the top gymnast of his school. Now, he had these limitations, but he just rose above them, which people often do. But he didn't let the limitation tie him down. And he still has the diabetes. He still has that situation that he's working with, but he's unlimited. Then he had a brilliant mind. He didn't use it, but he had a brilliant mind. And he wanted to be a puppeteer because he wanted to spread happiness and joy. Well, he went on to college and got his degree and so forth, and then went on into public service and into working for the state and working for the government and working for some large corporations. And a very competent man. But his great joy is always spreading joy. His great joy is always going around to the hospitals and to the children's homes and so forth and putting on puppet shows and making them laugh and making them feel good about themselves. Because the puppets say nice things about them, and they take these things from the puppet where they wouldn't take it from their peer or from their teacher or someone. But they just love it. They just love it. And so he has two lives to live, the one that was given to him and the one that he made. And Dorothea, she has two lives, the one that was given to her, and then the experience that came into her life. You see, sometimes the experience that we choose to have a challenge for ourselves comes into our life later, and we still rise above it. I think she was in her 70s when she had this incident, which completely was ready to kill her. And she had a fire, and they had to graft skin all over her body, and you know, it's terrible. But she just came through it like a trooper. And now, today, you look at her, and you would never know that she had gone through that experience. But you see, what do we do with the experiences that come to us? Do we fall down and say, oh dear me? Or do we rise up and say, wow, this is a challenge that I'm going to rise up to? John Daly, one of our students in New Zealand, he just wrote a little summary of his visit up in the mountains to his private cabin where he meditated by himself and where he listened to his inner self and how he arrived there and things like that. And as you read it, you just flow with it. Of course, the words are grand. The words are the vocabulary is rather remarkable. But you feel it as well as hear the words. You feel the sincerity and you feel the beauty of what he's going through. See, he has one life, but he makes whatever he does of it. Now, he's a tall guy, 6'6", you know, and so a tall guy doesn't always fit properly on things. But what does he do when he's dancing with children? He squats down and dances into a knee bend, you know, and leg bend, and he's right down their level, and they just think he's wonderful. And of course he is. But the thing about all of this stuff is if we would just take this life that we're given, the body that we're given, and make magic out of it, because we have given ourselves a challenge, and I think if we can look at it from that point of view, before we're born into this experience, I mean, life goes on continuously. Before we're born into this experience, we chose something that's going to challenge us, something that's going to turn all of our juices on or off, something that's going to really make us look and think and act in very wonderful ways. And if instead of saying, oh, why me, oh God, you know, say, ah, now I know. For this was I born.
Prepared.
For this was I prepared. That's the words of Jesus from the cross. For this was I prepared. And that is true. That is true. If we can only start thinking about that for ourselves, if we can only start acting upon that for ourselves, our life will be so fabulous. Instead of saying, why me, oh God, we say, thank you. Thank you. I was walking the path this morning, and I was saying to myself, I'm spiritually illumined. I'm spiritually healed. And I went through my body, what to be spiritually healed. And I'm spiritually whole. And then as I was doing these things, they were very dynamic and very powerful in my thought. Then I just said, I'm peace. And when I said I'm peace, it all fell right into place. It all fell right into place. I just felt totally fulfilled, totally good. Then I came to my sitting points where I have along the path some benches or some fallen tree that I sit on. And I sat, and I just felt so good. And the rain was coming down, and I didn't have any protection from it. I just had a hat and my normal morning walking sweatshirt and pants, you know. And this morning I had my little vest that...
That gray Australian vest.
The little vest that I have with had feathers in it. So it was nice and warm, you know. But no, I wouldn't take my gray Australian vest out in the rain. My goodness sakes, that's a super vest. But I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. And I reaffirmed to myself, I'm going to get out there and cut down that grass in my path, because my shoes got soaking wet, you know. And my feet were soaking wet, and it was cold. It was cold. And so, but I just enjoyed it. As we have these lives that we are given. Now, what are we going to do with it? Where are you? Where is your life taking you? Where is your life giving you the adventure? Where is your life making you feel fantastic, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Where is your life going to leave you? Now, I was talking with Dorothea last night, and I told her that I'm setting up her computer for her, and she said, wow, you know. And she says, I'm going to have to learn how to punch buttons. And I said, not too much. And I said, now, Dorothea, when you have the computer, when it's set up for you, Daniel's finishing it off now, when it's set up for you, you go into the internet. Really easy. He's got a button there, just press it and you go right in the internet. And you go to the archives on the homepage of University of Healing. And in the archives, you can have almost 1,000 lectures, and maybe even more, from all topics. And you can take a potluck if you go to the first ones, because they just have numbers. I haven't learned how to put names on them yet. And then later, they all have names. And you can choose what you want. And you can listen to Mr. Candle tapes. You can listen to these. Oh, I've never heard Mr. Candle tapes, she said. Wow. You know, and it's interesting. Some people haven't. And so she is so eager. She is so eager. And it came to my attention that I didn't consider her sound system. How she can hear this, because she didn't want to listen through the little thing on the portable, and on her radio that she listens to it. It's okay, but it's not as beautiful as it could be. So that's something I have to consider. But you see, these are all little things when you're working with other people. We've got sound systems. We've got these here, and they're great. But I think I gave away most of them, and so they're pretty well all gone, but that's no problem. This way, we will get the perfect one for her, just the perfect one for her, and it'll really be just ideally suited for her needs. But as I listen to her, and I'm sure the story is duplicated by many others, and her eagerness to listen to it, she compliments me by saying, Herb, when I listen to your tapes, it's just like God talking. And I said, it is. You're listening to yourself. And then she says, well, you had a frog in your throat the other day. And I said, yeah, I had some phlegm there. I don't know why. But she said, well, you're talking too much. And she says, you should rest more. You should. And she said, you should go on this nutrition, and you should go on this diet. And I said, well, thank you very much. You know, I appreciate any advice anyone gives. And I follow it as I choose. which is what we all must do. And we are given two lives to lead, one at birth and one that we make. Now, what are you doing with the life that you are making? Not the life you're given. I mean, that's kind of obvious. You sort of sleep through the world. But what are you doing with the life that you're making? Are you so excited about your life and your work and your program and the things that you're doing that you just can't wait to get to that? Or are you so jaded to it? Are you so, it's such a common experience to you that you are not excited by it anymore? That happens to a lot of people. They become exquisite pianists and then they're not excited by it. They've accomplished that goal. As with me, I became a real estate broker and quite successful, and then it wasn't fun anymore. I published newspapers and magazines, and it wasn't fun anymore after I'd done what I wanted to do for it. But you see, we have two lives. One we're given at birth, and the other what we make it. Now, what are you making out of your life? What do you want out of your life? What do I want out of mine? We have the choice to handle it any way we want. Any way we want. And when you make your decision, you will find that it's really quite easy to change and do anything you want. Have it any way you want. As I was talking to our webmaster, he says, "Herb, how do you make more money?" Which is a good question. And do I have John Fletcher here? Yeah. And I said, first you have to make up your mind as to what it is that you want to do with the money. If you just want to have money, then you should be a person who is into money. But if you're into having a lovely building for your business, having a lot of clientele that keep you busy and keep you flowing with active work that's harmonious and obviously paid for, if you want those sort of things, well, then you put that in. You see yourself as a busy executive with your company. You see yourself with lots of customers who are satisfied and who are happy with what you do. You see yourself with a lovely building in which to operate your business, which you already have, you know. And you see yourself with a lovely home, which you already have. And you see yourself with these things without thought of it. Now, Daniel said to me, "Herb, the money market has just taken big dives this past year, and people have lost a great deal of money." He said, "Did you know that that was going to happen, and is that why you bought all that property? Because the land value in Campo has gone up 200%, and your land has now appreciated far more than any money you could have invested any other way. Did you know that?" And I said, "Maybe."
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. And so John, too, said something. I had it in my mind a little bit ago. The game I play, I don't find it here. I'll have to use it another time. But he said some very beautiful things. In fact, we might even put his talk on here. Be nice if he were to give it, because he's very excellent at that. But think about this. How are you living your life? Are you after money for what it's going to buy, or are you after money to have money, just to say, "I'm wealthy, I'm a rich person"? So if you're after it just for what it's going to buy, just visualize those things as already fulfilled. Visualize your life is already complete in that area. You've been given two lives. One life that and a mind that you were born with, and the other life and the mind that you create and use as you develop living on this plane of reference. So what's your choice? You make that decision and you watch the magic taking place in your life. So it is true I have two lives. One I'm given and the other I make. Have a lovely day, and I love you very much.